Good morning. I'm Rob Sussman. Schools in the Green Bay Area School District could potentially be in line for some upgrades. Earlier this spring, about 3,400 responses were recorded for a survey.
Survey found 82% strongly agree or agree to support a referendum to address deferred and delayed maintenance needs. Chief Operations Officer John Patchick says we're talking everything from window replacements to athletic field upgrades. Synthetic turf not as susceptible to the weather.
Whereas if you go with some kind of synthetic surface, you're able to manage that drainage.
Board President Laura McCoy says maintaining schools in the district is critical.
We're honoring the investment that generations of taxpayers have made.
If the school board approves it, a $93 million referendum could go before voters in November. Robert Kennedy, WTAQ News.
The proposed plan to add explanatory signage next to Kakana High School's mascot statue hit a bump yesterday. Those signs were denied because of costs by the Kakana School Board, but the board approved a cheaper alternative. It all started when some students expressed concern that the mascot could be misconstrued as racist.
Unfortunately, when you come in, some people will get the perception possibly that it's a hateful symbol versus the galloping ghost that it's intended to be.
Kakana High School Principal Chris McDaniel, the school board says it will consider a new signage proposal that doesn't exceed $25,000 at a future meeting. The hot housing market in northeast Wisconsin not expected to cool down anytime soon. Realtor Monty Raymond says that he's not shocked and many buyers are bidding thousands over asking.
It's getting harder for people to be able to afford houses, but also there's a lack of rental places too, and people have to live somewhere.
Statewide listings down 11.7% this year compared to 2021. Interest rates have grown from about 3% to nearly 5% on a 30-year fixed mortgage in the past year. Raymond thinks the market may slow down next school year. The Wednesday night farmers market on Broadway Street in Green Bay set to start up again this week. Allie Tutt with On Broadway says it's going to be even bigger than last year.
We'll be a little low on produce to start the season just due to the nature of the growth season, but we'll have a ton of other great artists.
There will be local food, music, and art on display and sold at the market this Wednesday. Fox 11 forecast.
We'll have a dry day today, but a wet Wednesday. This afternoon, partly sunny, high 65. Tonight, cloudy, low 48. Tomorrow, cloudy and breezy with periods of rain, high near 62. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of a few showers, high near 70. From Fox 11, your station for severe weather coverage, I'm Pete Petoniak for News Talk WTAQ.
And I'm Rob Sussman, 1360, 97.5, WTAQ News Talk Sports.